In just 30 seconds, a person can be the victim of a crime, such as a robbery. In 30 seconds, a person can also be in a serious accident. In 30 seconds, you can go from having the time of your life at a party to being taken advantage of and end up the victim of a missing persons case. It's important to always be aware of your surroundings and to take precautions to protect yourself. You never know what the next 30 seconds could hold. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 37 of the MC Horror Podcast. This happened in January or February of 2002. I, a female, had just turned 21 and was living with my father. For context, I was extremely naive and living a pretty directionless life. I had grown up in an affluent area in the western United States, went to a private school, gone on to college, and dropped out. I was dealing with major depression, partying a lot, hanging with the wrong crowd, hooking up with random strangers. My mom didn't know what to do with me, so she sent me to live with my dad across the country in the eastern United States. Now, I'd been living with my dad and pretty much lived like an entitled teenager. I did have a job in retail, but other than that, I sat around and didn't do much. My dad is an alcoholic and didn't help much. At some point, seeing him passed out in the living room one morning and working a dead-end job kind of had me wanting to return home. My mom was unwilling to let me live with her again. I called my best friend at the time. Her mom was like my family. They didn't have a lot of money, but bought me a bus and train ticket back home. They said I could stay with them until I got back on my feet. I was relieved. My dad was sad to see me go, but he agreed to drop me off at the bus station downtown. The thing is, he had to take me before his work shift. My bus didn't leave until later in the afternoon, so I'd basically have to wait from 9 a.m. until we boarded. My dad was very nervous about leaving me there. He warned me that this station was in a rough part of the state, and that I needed to be careful. I'm thinking, yeah, okay. I was totally oblivious. Dad drove me to the Greyhound station. It was surrounded by people waiting for their buses, a few stragglers outside the entrance. It was cold outside that day. Inside the bus terminal, it was pretty empty. Dad helped bring my luggage inside. Two large suitcases containing all of my possessions. If I didn't want to be dragging them around with me all day, I had to pay to store them in a locker by the desk. I can't remember exactly how much, but I was broke and couldn't spare money for that. I looked wearily at the clock. My dad looked at me with sadness. I could tell he was worried about me traveling by myself. I hugged him and tried to look as confident as possible. We said our goodbyes and he left. I've traveled numerous times, made several trips by plane by myself, and have traveled to various countries with groups. I was not averse to adventure. What I was not good at doing was reading people. I genuinely saw the good in everyone and had never had a negative experience, even at 4 a.m. The thing is with this city is it has a robust public transportation system, and I was no stranger to weirdos, drunk people, and hostile exchanges between people on the bus. I'd usually just ignore people or continue walking. In this situation, I felt I was totally in my element as I had taken public transportation many times alone. Back to the Greyhound station. I decided to go outside and have a cigarette. The conundrum was that I had to keep an eye on my two suitcases. I positioned them near the front desk in such a way that I could see them clearly from the front entrance. I then head outside to get my nicotine fix. I stand off to the right of the front door. I'm smoking and trying to shuffle through my extremely cheap and very ugly purse, which contained my passport, because duh, I was totally irresponsible and lost my driver's license. As I'm shuffling around, a man with a large knitted hat asks me for a cigarette. I glanced at him. Sure thing. I hand him one and a lighter. We chat briefly and I study his face. He's not unattractive, not scary looking. Maybe a little disheveled, but I couldn't tell if he was homeless. No immediate red flags. I felt safe as the outside of the terminal was littered with people, some smoking like me, others walking briskly to their destinations. Notably, an older gentleman is standing opposite of me on the left side of the entrance. As I'm talking to the man in the hat, this older gentleman seems to be staring at me intently. You'll understand why soon. Man in hat asks where I'm from, am I catching a bus, and comments on the cold. In passing, I casually lament that I am running low on smokes. He looks at me and says, oh, there's a gas station just around the corner. You can get some from there. I think this through for a moment. My bus wouldn't come for hours. I could easily grab a pack and be back in time. Something stops me, however, as I remember my luggage sitting unattended. I said I'll think about it and turn to get back inside. Hours pass, and every once in a while, I would go back outside to smoke. Man in hat seems to be there every time. At one point, he mentions the gas station again. It's just right there. I can take you. Again, I decline, and it's not because I'm scared. It's because I'm worried about my luggage. I go back inside. The last time I go outside, the street is eerily quiet. No one there. I grab another cigarette and place my purse on the ground by my feet. I look up. Man in hat is there. He asks for money. This is where my gut finally turns and I feel uneasy. I say I don't have much and I can't help. I hurriedly finish my cigarette as I am suddenly very aware that my purse is laying next to my feet, exposed. I lean over quickly to pick it up and mumble something about going back inside. As I raise up, man in hat reaches out and grabs my purse and says, let me help you out with that. My body seems to drain itself, and I immediately grab my purse closer to me. I'm good, I say. Man in hat suddenly switches from a harmless random dude into a nasty thief. I'm struggling against him now, desperate as I realize no one is here to help me. I start screaming, help! Man in hat is shoving me with his hip and pushes me against the wall. Shut up! I'm desperate now. This guy could easily pull out a knife and shank me or punch me. I cling to my purse and hope to God the cheap handles hold together. His hands are on top of mine and he shoves me again. I scream louder. From my left, I suddenly hear, are you okay? Remember the older gentleman from earlier? He seemingly steps out of nowhere and loudly asks what's going on. I shove man in hat hard with my left thigh, and I think he realized at that moment that if he did anything to me, he could be identified. He lets go of my purse and runs off. I'm shaking and run tearfully inside, leaving the older gentleman outside. I was too frightened to even say thank you. I spent the rest of that day hovering by the front desk. I was terrified. I thought of the 3-day trip ahead of me and shook with dread. I held my purse in my hands with a tight grip. When my time finally came to board the bus to the train station, I glanced in terror over the other passengers. No way I was sitting next to anyone. Every person became a potential criminal. I slumped into a seat and cowered by the window. I then heard a voice behind me. I was going to warn you, said the voice. I whipped my head around. That was the older gentleman casually sitting behind me. My eyes were probably as large as dinner plates. I knew he was targeting you. You need to be more careful. I tearfully thanked him. He just stared out the window and nodded. We didn't speak again. That moment changed my life. My struggle with man in hat must have only taken 30 seconds, but the repercussions last even 20 years later. I think back to how adamant man in hat was about me going around the corner to the gas station. My hair still stands on end when I think about it. Would he have robbed me over a few measly dollars in my purse? Murdered me? Raped me? Who knows? It chills my blood to even think about it. I spent the next 3 days paranoid and unwilling to leave my luggage unattended. I clung to my purse and used it as a pillow on the train when laying down. When I used the restroom, I rolled my luggage into the tiny bathroom with me. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. In chilling contrast, the train trip was quiet and uneventful. Staring out the window as we entered Washington State, the snowfall and evergreen trees weighed down by heavy snow. I was no longer the naive and reckless young woman at the Greyhound station. I was a changed person. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.